But I'll hit record there. All right. Welcome, everybody. This is the last in the series of tip series from Region 8. And we're really glad you could join. And we're really glad that the people who are here are safe from any of Hurricane Ian's problems at this point. So welcome. And for those of you watching the replay, hope you are now safe from Hurricane Ian, or you were just busy doing other things. We'll be glad to hear your input online afterward. We do have the series actually online. And as people are joining, I may put this in the chat a couple of times because it doesn't always, you know, when you come in later, you don't see it. So I'm going to start off by sharing with you the link where you can see the entire tip series. You can get resources from each of the sessions. And there was a web redesign that resulted in some weird broken links for the audios, but MJ and I are on the case and we're getting that fixed. So you can also listen to all these. We don't show the video because it's an anonymous program, but we'll show you audios. You'll be able to listen to audios of any of the sessions you missed. So welcome. And, you know, I'm going to be finding this out, I hope, as we talk, but, you know, as in, where is everyone from? But before we do that, I just would love to explain the premise once more for those who haven't been before. Why did we get this tip series started? And we started it because during the height of the pandemic, it struck me, I was new in the role of IGOR chair, intergroup outreach chair for Region 8. And I didn't know what I didn't know. And I thought, you know, we are stuck online at this point. What's to say I can't ask people from all over the world, from OA regions from all over the world, not just Region 8. And so we did that. We had a series last year, where we invited folks to come share best practices and experiences with us. And I've said this before at sessions prior to this, but what we found consistently was that Region 8 had really some of the best input. So it was great to check out what was going on around the world, really great. And it was especially heartwarming for me, who myself was and am relatively new to Region 8, to find out how good we already were as a region, how much we already knew and were doing right and well. So we saved the most, I'll say one more introductory thing, and that's that we saved the most, perhaps the most challenging topic for the finale, which is how do we entice and motivate and move and inspire people who are in OA to become intergroup reps. And I'm really pleased that Michelle, who's our treasurer for Region 8, has been an anchor presenter on all of these sessions, almost all of these sessions. And she always has fantastic resources at the infrastructure, at the global umbrella level of Region 8. And then we often have somebody who's prepared to talk about their own experience on the topic. And this time I got lucky in that Terry was just at a Region 7 session on this very Region 6, pardon me, Region 6, Region 7 was my prior region in New Jersey, excuse me. Region 6 just had a fantastic multi-day experience on this. And so Terry is actually well-equipped from her experience of that. But I thought for this final workshop or session, we'd really do some crowdsourcing beyond what we've done before even. What that means is everybody who's here tonight, this evening, is hopefully willing and able to share your experience, whether positive, negative, in between, more so than ever, perhaps. So welcome to everybody who's joined. And that's more than enough intro to the point of the series and to what we want to do this evening, which is really talk about how do we inspire folks to become intergroup reps So I would just say, I want to do a couple of quick poll questions if I could. First of all, if you could do me a favor and just name, you know, we can see your names already on the, on here, and some of you have put where you're from. If you can rename yourselves, if you haven't, shared where you're from, for example, Andrea, you can come off mute and just tell us on your iPhone, because I don't know that you can actually tell us, that you can retype. So let us know, where you're joining from, which intergroup or which region. Okay.
I'm with Terry, Miami-Dade and the Keys.
Excellent. All right. Terry recruited some folks to join, I know, tonight. That's great. And Narvette, I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly. Please let us know where you've come from.
Hi, I was in the process of renaming myself.
Great. Okay. Well, then we'll find out shortly. Thank you. Okay. And so welcome to everybody else. You know, Annie from Orlando, I'm glad you're safe and with us. That's fantastic. And Lisa, where are you from again?
I'm from Miami-Dade and the Keys intergroup.
Excellent. Okay. Miami-Dade in the house. And Sandy, you are from Georgia. Thank you for renaming yourself. Excellent. So the poll questions I have are, who today has a sponsor? All right, just about everybody here who's actually on video. That's great. Who is a sponsor? Just about everybody who's here. All right, this is going to be great then. We won't even say why we've asked the question for the moment, but we'll come back to it. Welcome Deb from Greater Atlanta Intergroup. Is your hand raised because you were letting us know that you're a sponsor? Oh, okay, cool. All right. So let's go ahead. What we do typically, and this is not a typical session, typically we've let the speakers go first, and then we, for probably around 20 minutes, if they each had 10. This time, Michelle, you are, so we're going to actually ask you to start up, and then Terry, if you'll have some input also, that would be fantastic. Do you think you need 20 minutes, both of you, or shorter?
No, I don't think I'll need 20 minutes.
I mean, 10 each, even 10?
I don't know. Well, probably 10.
Cool. All right.
I think if perhaps Lisa can read part of her report or her report that she just did, that would be good. And then I'll finish up with some comments.
Yeah. And that's probably about 10 minutes?
Total? Yeah, it could be 5 minutes her and 5 minutes me.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's go ahead, because I do want to leave plenty of room for other people's experience, strength, and hope. So thank you. This time, Michelle, would you share with us first?
I'd be happy to. I have a second screen over here that I'm going to try to share so that we can talk about this document that I've put together. I think I can do it this way. Wonderful. So the very first thing out of the gate is just the questions that would be good to ask whenever you have an intergroup meeting or even a recovery meeting, is just prompt the discussion. How could we support our intergroup, and what would be helpful to support my recovery? And I think in both cases, those are leading questions to guide the group to a understanding that there is this resource available. And I have always found it very helpful myself to hear people's experience, strength, and hope. So hopefully you have people that have gone to an assembly or to a Regionate convention, and you can offer up the opportunity for them to share that. Because I feel like I get most of my inspiration from seeing other people and how they have responded and been engaged at that particular level. For some contact information for you. We do have a spot on our website that is specifically the OA Region 8 Assemblies. And so it does have on here, it's on the Assemblies tab. If you click the Assemblies tab, this is what comes up. We have upcoming assemblies, past assemblies. These videos are really helpful if you're going to attend a convention or an assembly. It gives information about that particular role as an assembly person. It also has information for intergroups that might be interested in hosting Region 8 assemblies, which is something that also can re-energize a group and bring not only some opportunities for service there, but it also brings people with a lot of amazing recovery to your group. And then it also can be financially beneficial to the group. So that's information that you can get from this particular link in our page. One of the things that we also are very conscientious about that really want to be aware of our region, our recovery meetings, our intergroups that don't have money to send their representatives to assemblies. Right now, we have been doing virtual assemblies, and so hopefully the cost has not been a barrier. I believe the registration fee for the upcoming assembly is $25, but we have funding available for groups that need to have some financial help. I do want to remind everybody that when you fill out a request for funding for your intergroup, to also be conscientious of our tradition where we're trying to be self-supporting. And so it's always a good idea to include in that funding application whatever your group can contribute to that particular event. So there is the rep funding here that, again, is at the OA Region 8 website. This one is in English, and this one you can click in and you can type. And then once you have it filled out, down here at the bottom, it talks about sending it to the IGOR chair, who is Sarah, and she would copy me, or you could even send it to me as treasurer of oaregion8.org. Here are the rep funding guidelines that are in this document as well. One of the things that I did is I took this document and I had it translated to Portuguese and to Spanish with Google Translate. So hopefully it is enough of a translation that it should be approachable to folks who speak Portuguese or Spanish as their native language. I will share this entire document in the chat after my presentation is done. I'll capture it and put it in the chat for everybody. One of the other things that's really powerful about attending assembly is the service work available through region that is not available through a local meeting or through a local intergroup. To really be able to touch and aid groups at a region level is really an opportunity for growth. And so I wanted to highlight also for you, if you weren't familiar with the Region 8 committees that you get to participate in when you come to a region assembly. We've got bylaws, we've got IGOR, which is intergroup outreach, we've got PIPO, which is public information, public outreach, we've got Tech Web, we've got 12-Step Within, and we've got Ways and Means. And again, this is hyperlinked so that you go to the spot on our Region 8 website and you can click on, you know, if you're interested in public information and public outreach, you can click here and it will give you the information specifically about that particular committee. So you can see the kinds of things that they are. Oh, that one is not working. I know that.
Again, there are some infelicities with the new web redesign, I'm sure, but all fixable.
Ways and means. Come on, click. My mouse isn't working. So there is that available on our website. I will let our webmaster know that that link is broken. The two other things that I would like for you to have available for you. One is a service traditions and concepts workshop. This is from the oa.org website, and it is a digital download that you could use if you wanted to host a complete workshop on doing service and honoring the traditions and concepts that we try to abide by. And so this is a lovely, there's a workshop manual, but there's just, you can just do the PowerPoint slides and there's presenter notes. It's put together already. Don't have to even create anything. You can just come and you can get that from oa.org and run a whole workshop on doing service and maybe generate the excitement for that particular kind of level of recovery. Finally, lastly, I do want to plug that not only do we have funding available to help intergroups send representatives to assemblies, we have money available for other ways to support intergroups. And so there is an entire page dedicated to all of the different resources of money available in case your group would like to take advantage of these. And so those are on our Region 8 website as well. So that's what I have from my end. And I will turn it back over.
Michelle, thank you. Thank you. I can't resist giving away why I asked, and some of you might have guessed, why I asked those of you to tell me who's a sponsor and who has a sponsor. It goes back to what Michelle was just talking about, which is the idea of getting to go to these cool assemblies, getting funding for work to carry the message, all of that. So perhaps you're going to talk about this a little bit too, Lisa and Terry, but I mean, I wouldn't be here right now if my own sponsor hadn't said, "That's a really good idea." When I landed in Memphis and I learned from one of the Memphian folks in OA, hey, they need help at the region level. And I had never done anything. This is incredible. I had never done anything beyond the meeting level, actually. I all of a sudden thought, you know what? I have the ability to do this. Why am I not doing it? I'm going to do it. But it was really through being coaxed by my own sponsor. So those of you who sponsor people, you can coax them too into doing intergroup rep service. And those of you who have a sponsor, maybe this is sounding like a familiar sort of exchange that you've had with your sponsor or could have with your sponsor about how do I do more service, whether I want to or not. And I'm here to say that it turns out to be rewarding, as all of you who are here. No. Okay, so Lisa and Terry, please, Lisa, you actually came from the Region 6 and took notes from their workshop, so let us know.
Read what I wrote to my intergroup. Hi, all. Last Thursday evening and all day Friday, I had the good fortune to attend an intergroup renewal workshop sponsored by Region 6. The workshop came with a manual filled with facts, ideas, and information about OA and its intergroups, bylaws, surveys, and much, much more. This manual, by the way, is available on Amazon, and I would recommend it to anyone who, like myself, is fairly ignorant about the inner workings of OA. Here's a list in no particular order of some of the things that stood out to me. Unfortunately, there are details missing due to the breadth, and speed of the information given. I hope some of this will be useful. All right, I started with growth in OA has been flat for a while. There's a worldwide shortage of sponsors. A sponsor training workshop is highly suggested for our intergroup. It is suggested that each intergroup have an intergroup renewal chair. Job description should be kept out of bylaws to keep flexibility in those positions. Region 6 website has a speaker list. If we wish to do a survey of our intergroup fellowship, Margaret of the Central Ontario Intergroup will assist. Google Forms, which are free, is suggested. An intergroup brainstorming, planning / action session is recommended to be done each year. There is a monthly Zoom meeting for intergroup treasurers to share best practices, et cetera. And Claire M. of the virtual region has used Facebook with great success. She gets a huge response and has gotten the price down fairly low. She will advise us when we get our page going. Hybrid technology has greatly improved. Many venues are set up for it. Check out new calendar of events at oa.org. Some intergroups are organizing outdoor meetings at parks. Bring lunch and a favorite excerpt from the big book. And last, there will not be an IGOR meeting next year, and no explanation was given for that. That's what I have.
Ah, that's intriguing. That last bit was intriguing. But Lisa, of everything you just read us, what do you think was the most valuable thing you took away?
The most it's hard to say. I was excited about all of it. I was surprised that there was a lack of sponsorship. And I wasn't surprised that our attendance was flat. What else? That's all I can think of.
Okay, thanks. Can you do us a favor? Hold up that book again, and if anybody has an Amazon link for it, or you know, if either of you has the Amazon link, that'd be great.
I don't have the link. I do know it's $9, and I've been reading a little bit of it every day and learning a lot.
I wonder why it's interesting. I wonder why it's not. It's something else that happened to me recently was joining the conference literature committee. So I'm wondering why it's not part of the approved conference literature yet. So that's one thing to keep in mind. But you know what? We all get creative, all of us in the regions, and maybe it just hasn't gone through that. But it's making me think it's intergroup renewal. Sorry, hold it up one more quick sec. Intergroup renewal workshop manual. Okay. Thank you. And thank you for your service of doing that report. Terry, you said you had some comments as well, please.
Hi, well, I attended, and it's a Region 6 that they've been doing this for quite a long while. Out of the 11 regions that we have, 6 regions were there. It's an awesome presentation. We started with leadership, and a leader in AA service is a man or a woman who can personally put principle plans and policies into such dedicated and effective action that the rest of us naturally want to back him up and help him with the job. When a leader power drives us badly, we rebel. But when he too meekly becomes an order, takes an order taker, and he exercises no judgment of his own, well, he really isn't a leader at all. And that's a quote in the beginning of that book. Then it went into good leadership. And of course, then it started the intergroup transformation.
Terry, unfortunately, you froze. But we'll hear the last part of that, I think, when you come back. And meanwhile, what I would like to do for people who joined a little bit later on is I'm putting in the chat just now, and Michelle put in the resources for this local piece that we're doing now. But I'm also putting in the
past
pieces. You're back now. And Michelle, you had your hand raised for something?
When Terry's done, I have one more link from the website that I would like to show you guys.
Please, go ahead, Terry.
All right, and the other thing they had also is, this is to get you motivated. If you build it, they will come. OA is a program of attraction that certainly applies to intergroup. Make it really useful and people in recovery get involved. We have seen it happen in our intergroups. How to become useful? Create opportunities for members to strengthen their personal recovery. Simple. And they kept stating that personal recovery comes first. Then, of course, you have a mission and the bylaws. Or if you don't have it, that can be the end result. We do have mission and bylaws, thank God. So then what it was all about is to start with a survey. And this person that's the chair of that intergroup that is very experienced is going to come and do the survey for us. This is a third party, not linked to anything. And she's going to come and do the survey for us. That'll be on November 5th. And so that's where you gather all your data. You see your strengths. You see your weaknesses. And then you put that into place. And that first survey is with the actual people in the intergroup. You get your strengths, weaknesses, and then you can make a survey to send to the members. Because by then you have an idea if it's sponsorship, if it's whatever it is that's weak in your area. And then it goes on to put all the results into play, and from there, building the plan, building the team, and life to your intergroup. And that's what I'm planning on. So we're starting November 5th with our survey, and that person is going to help us. So I'm very excited.
That does sound exciting. I have a question for you, which is when you said a third party, this person is an OA member who's volunteering?
Yes.
Okay.
She is the OA intergroup person that has been doing this because they all have every year they do this thing in their intergroup. Just like we take inventory ourselves. Yep. That's how we grow.
Very nice. Thank you, both of you. Thank you for coming back and reporting something that another region did do. You know, in the spirit of what this original series began as, it was looking outward, but we're coming back inward now too. Michelle, go ahead and tell us the bonus link that you have. And then please be thinking, everybody, of either your questions, comments, experience, strength, and hope. Go ahead, Michelle. Just come off mute.
Thank you. Look at what you get when you click on intergroup outreach at the Region 8 website.
Right.
There's intergroup renewal right here. And there's an intergroup support workshop packet. And then here's that tip series that Sarah's been talking to us about. that you can go and find it all. But here is, you know, in some things that, you know, would be relevant to the kinds of things that Lisa and Terry were talking about as well on our Region 8 website.
And Michelle, thank you. I wonder how it compares with what Jessica, who can't speak but can chat, just posted in the, she's from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Welcome from another region then. It says that they also have a renewal information on their website. So you know what? Do comparative literature. That's our recommendation. That's very cool. She'll be back when she can. So now it's up to the rest of us to have a chat about, you know, why did we show up tonight? Are we so thrilled with the way things are going? Are we wishing they would be even better? Did we do something right in our particular intergroup? Let's hear. What inspired you to be here? Who'd like to share first?
Elsa Veter.
Go ahead, Deb.
So I am, when I retired 6 years ago, I decided I was going to step up and do more service on the intergroup level because I had a pretty responsible job. And so I moved and from Region 6, and I didn't do anything there other than group level to this region. And I did, different levels. So now I'm a treasurer, and I don't really like it, but I have another year to do it. But I find, because I don't like it, we're having trouble getting people who attend intergroup to get people to volunteer to do stuff. We have all these openings. So I feel like I'm a lousy leader, and I don't know really how to change it. You know, I know I'm not the only person in intergroup, but I feel since I'm one of the officers, I'm not, let's see, what's the word I want to use? Making it, I'm not doing a good job selling it. So that's why I'm here.
Deb, thank you for your leadership, whether you think it's flawed or not. And could anybody relate to Deb's story just now? I the first hand I saw go up was Anna, and then Barb, if you'd like to share. And perhaps if there's a solution that you'd like to share as well, fantastic, but either way.
Hey, family. So I'm here for a couple of reasons. One, this was not the night to be in my head. So I saw this email and it was like, yes, I am secretary of my intergroup. And I think there's only one meeting in our intergroup that doesn't consistently send a representative, actually. We meet quarterly, so it's every 3 months, and we're very conscientious about having it for an hour. But it just really, it seems like it's like a dentist appointment or something is kind of the feeling behind it. And, you know, and I have had, you know, such an amazing experience with being of service, you know, both, you know, stepping up to intergroup and stepping up and being our representative at the assembly. And, you know, kind of on a similar subject, how can I convey that better? You know, frothy emotional appeal isn't working, guilt tripping isn't working, you know, and it's like, I'm staying abstinent, right? Going back to the sponsorship connection there, I guess that's it. Just like wanting to be the attraction, not the promotion.
That's great. Thank you for the encapsulation with that last line. How do we attract rather than promote? And Barb, you were going to go next.
Yeah, I'm Barb from the New Freedom Intergroup down here in Jacksonville. And I am the vice chair currently. I stepped down from being the chair the last 2 years, well, last 3 years, because we didn't rotate during COVID because it was just too confusing. We have done, we have almost 30 groups, and I get about a dozen people on a good intergroup day. And four of them are the freaking board members, you know, so they have to be there. I should have 65 people at my intergroup meetings, because every one of our groups is allowed to send two voting reps and then all the board members. So with 30 meetings, we'd have, you know, 60 intergroup reps and then the board members. And we don't get anywhere near that. So we've done a couple things. We have started in the newsletter, one of our members, who's our secretary, is sending out an article that's talking about service. So we talk about service, and then she gets testimonials, short little testimonials from people who've come to intergroups saying, oh my God, it beefed up my recovery and it was so wonderful. And, you know, now I'm doing this and now I'm doing this. And, you know, basically saying that service is the way to make sure your program stays solid. The other thing I've done is we have turned this same person into our honey badger. We call her Honey Badger, and we send her out to all the Zoom meetings, and we say, go to the Zoom meetings and tell them about intergroup and pester the hell out of them until you get them to send a rep. So we put it in again in the newsletter. We wrote this little chat room thing that said, you know, we need intergroup reps and here's when we meet. And we do meet monthly and we do it on Zoom. So nobody even has to leave home. You know, we do it on Zoom, just come and join us. So we've got Honey Badger going out. We've got info in the newsletter. We've got service-related, you know, articles going in the newsletter. And the final thing that we have talked about is we're trying to get everybody in New Freedom Intergroup who is a sponsor to say, not only will I not sponsor you unless you go to one meeting a week, and I mean go to a meeting, you know, be there. I will not sponsor you unless you do service above the group level. So if you want me as your sponsor, then you need to meet me partway and try to do some service for us. And it can be as little as just going to the intergroup meeting and reporting back. You know, if you're not sure about what's going on, that's okay. You'll catch on really fast. So we're working to apply a little bit of pressure if you want recovery. Maybe it's too hard, maybe it's not, but that's what we're doing.
Barb, this is so fascinating, the idea of saying, hey, you like me, you know, you're attracted to me as a sponsor, so I need you to do this service. How so far, is that a new experimental thing or has it been happening for a while and you could tell us how it's working?
We've sort of been doing it for a while, but not every sponsor is doing it. Now I do know, Georgette, one person has said she will do this and she's gotten, at least one of her sponsees has come to the intergroup meeting, didn't say anything, but you know, came back and reported at the meeting she attends, so.
No, thank you. Thanks for sharing the tactical, practical things. That's what this series is all about, is actual things that people have tried and need help with trying. Georgette, did you want to make any comment on that?
I'm Georgette, compulsive eater from Gainesville, Florida. Yeah, I actually, I don't sponsor this one person, but I said, you got to come to the intergroup. You don't have to do anything. Just sit there and vote. That's all we want you. And she showed up. And then I do have a sponsee. And I said, you have to go to an intergroup meeting, at least one. You don't have to say anything. I assure them they don't have to say anything. They don't have to join a committee. They just have to show up. And so actually I've gotten two. And this is for somebody else who's in this room. I go to a West Virginia meeting. And I've tried really hard to get one of those girls to go to the Greater Pittsburgh intergroup meeting for the same reason. I keep telling them that I sponsor somebody in West Virginia and I tell them you need to go to their intergroup, you know, and you don't have to do anything. And that's how I kind of got them there, is I promised them that they didn't have to do anything to show up.
How tricky and smart. That's great. That's great. And just show up and vote. What a great, you know, that's, I love that because it makes you feel important while not having to lift a finger almost. Okay. What are some other thoughts? And Narvette, I saw you put a heart when you heard Barb say she's forcing, they're asking very instructively to go do this. What, did you have anything more you wanted to say about that? Or you just love that new idea? Was that a new idea for you? You can come off mute if you want.
I was posting a message to former New Freedom Intergroup chair in the chat, Narvette recovering compulsive overeater. I'm mostly, well, pretty much everybody's virtual now, but I used to be involved with New Freedom Intergroup. So I just love that suggestion. That was how my first sponsor got me started with service.
How long ago was that, that your first sponsor got you started with service?
2010.
All right, that's a testimonial right there, because it's 2022. Who else wants to share something or ask for help? Terry, can we just wait and see if there's somebody else who hasn't spoken yet? And then how about Susan from Suncoast, and then for sure.
Sure. I'm Susan. I'm a compulsive overeater, and I'm the chair of Suncoast. And so I think we have similar problems in terms of difficulties in terms of getting people to attend a intergroup. And I'd say we probably have 50% of our meetings sending a rep, and we do not have a complete board yet. But I was thinking back, you know, the thing that worked for me, I'm new to Florida. I've only been in Florida since 2019. And most of my service prior to that was up where I came from. I was at the group level because of my job. But, you know, it was the persons who reached out to me at the meeting that I went to that said, you would be really good at doing, in that case, it was the intergroup rep or the secretary of that particular meeting. And that personal connection, that made me feel that, you know, I was part of the group. And that it was important, you know? And so that's one thing I think that has worked. We have, you know, spoken at different meetings, you know, the intergroup reps and the board members, you know, asking for volunteers. We held in the beginning of the year, a workshop. We did a survey and we asked, we did it with another intergroup. And, you know, we took back from that that survey what people were looking for. You know, we try to provide that. And most of it is, it's for their recovery, you know, it's workshops and things like that, the benefit, of course, of the recovery, you know, and we keep reaching out, but it is frustrating. I'm not going to lie, you know, because we have, you know, we want to be of service, want to provide recovery activities and support for our membership. And there's just so much that we'd like to do, but when you don't have a lot of people, it's very difficult to do that. So we keep it simple. You know, we do one thing at a time as best we can. And, you know, and we keep cultivating. I ask my sponsees to be of service. I don't say they have to be at the intergroup level, but I do ask them to be of service, whether it be at the meeting level. And then if you get them at the meeting level, then I can work them up to the intergroup level. So, you know, a little bit at a time. So I'm glad to be here and to listen because that's why I'm here. You know, I'm looking for suggestions of what has worked with other groups that we can possibly do with our group also. Thank you.
Sure. And I really like the one you just gave everybody, which was one day at a time, start, you know, build up incrementally. That's great. Please go ahead, Andrea.
Hi, I'm Andrea, compulsive eater in Miami. You know, we tried something kind of ambitious a lot of years ago now, maybe 8 years ago or something. It became known as the Intergroup Roadshow. And I brought this to a regional assembly, the IGOR, or whatever it's called, the last day on Sunday, you know, yes. Anyway. You know, we developed a package. And we thought that if we attended each meeting in the area with at least two of us, right, and brought the package and showed them what was happening in intergroup, what it was all about, what we do, description of the committees, that maybe we could entice people to come and send a group rep. And unfortunately, I can say that it didn't work. It didn't turn out that information about what was going on at intergroup was the reason they weren't there. And actually, I, you know, from what Lisa had described as a lack of sponsors seems to be a big contributor, because I've been around since, you know, the 80s, and sponsors always ask their sponsees to come to intergroup. If there's a lack of sponsors, then right there, that'd be a reason. A charismatic fellow, I will say, who he persuaded some people to come to intergroup was about our best bet, like just a one-on-one asking by someone who's fairly charismatic in our midst, brought more people in. And the thing that really has bugged me over the years is old timers that have been around a long, long time. They've done very, very well in OA. And they say, no, that intergroup stuff is just not for me. All that rigmarole and parliamentary procedure. And there seems to be a real resistance to it. And I'm also here to become more enthused about what can be done to invigorate intergroup. So that's it.
Andrea, thank you for telling us about something you tried that was ambitious and didn't work, mm-hmm. and what you learned from it. And I think it's the second and or third time I've heard from any of you, you know, what really ended up being the doing the trick was, including myself, when I said somebody locally in Memphis said, we need help. You know, I hear at the Region 8, it was Ellen, the parliamentarian. I liked Ellen and I wanted to please Ellen. You know, so that was the first thing. Then I wanted to please my sponsor when she said, I think you should do this. Yes, you should. And then I went back and complained to my sponsor a little bit because it was a bit hard. And then she's like, you should keep doing this. And yeah, so here we are. Okay, please, let's hear from Sandy.
Hey everybody, I'm Sandy. And I'm secretary at New Freedom Intergroup and also a rep. One thing that I found really worked, it got us one of our reps, and working on getting a rep from another group right now, is I said it politely, but I was very frank when I said it, is that if you don't send a rep, you don't have a voice. Hmm. And mm-hmm. I mean, can't really get more, you know, blunt than that. You know, if you don't send a rep, and you know, you don't get to vote on, you know, things that are, you know, like bylaws and things like that being passed. But more importantly, when we have an issue on the table, like where your donations are being sent, or, you know, what we're going to do with your, you know, donations that you send in, you don't have a voice in, you know, what we're going to do with that. And that kind of changed people's attitudes very quickly. You know, when their money's on the table, you know, they're going to, you know, that changed some attitudes. So I was able to get a rep from the Monday morning meeting and working on Tuesday night right now. So that was one thing that I found worked. And then I like about OA is that we are a program of attraction and not promotion. And I think that each of us really sets an example by the representation that we do set, you know, that we do show others. And I know that my group is extremely grateful for the news I bring back, and, you know, asking, you know, what is your opinion? What is your vote on this? Because that does affect how I vote, you know, in the meetings. And I think that they're grateful. One thing that that our group did do recently is we took an intergroup survey, and we actually sent it out in our newsletter. And then we announced it in the meetings to ask our members to give us feedback on how they thought our intergroup was doing. We didn't get a whole lot of feedback, but the feedback we got, we did take seriously and started making some changes. And I think that that's been good for us as well. So that was helpful. So Barb, yeah, I'm Honey Badger. So I've been rustling up the intergroup reps. So
excellent.
I'm one that doesn't turn down service work. I believe in it. It gives me a purpose, and it really a way, you know, not just saved my life, but it really gave me a life and gave me a new way to live. And I'm very grateful for it. So I'm willing to do whatever I can for the program. So thanks, guys. And I really appreciate this meeting. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. And Jessica, welcome back. We already passed along your regional. We told people to do comparative literature. I don't know if you were here at that point. Andrea, before we take another bit of input from you, I'm realizing, Terry, we didn't come back to you. Is there anybody else before Terry and Andrea go that would like to share and express themselves? Okay, Anna, you're third. So Terry, go ahead. And then Andrea, and then Anna, go ahead. Terry.
No, actually, everything was said.
Ah, okay. Yours got taken care of. Go ahead, Andrea.
Oh, okay. I was just going to add that when we did go around to all the meetings, we asked, how did you hear about OA? And we made the connection that most people heard about OA or were able to find out about OA because they, because of things that are funded by the intergroup. Mm-hmm. So the intergroup funds a hotline, funds a website, you know, does outreach. Just, it's a thought-provoking kind of question. That's all.
That's excellent. Thank you. Okay. And Anna, your extra thought.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, my extra little thought. I just wanted to share something that has worked. You know, when I said that almost every group but one does a rep, I think what kind of happened to change that, because it wasn't that way, is that, you know, the secretary sends out save the date email about a month before intergroup meets, and then about a week before intergroup meets. And then when the secretary sends out the notes, you know, encourages reps to just be like, hey, just forward these to your home group members. And then when you're making your report, say, does anybody have any questions about the notes? So it makes it seem a little less onerous to do that job.
And more interactive too. That's mm-hmm. very cool. Excellent. So who else has something to give or needs help?
I'm sorry, I don't know how to put my hand up.
Go ahead.
I'm Georgette. I want to add a PS to Honey Badger. I'm the chair of the 12 Step Within Committee, and I'm trying really hard to get people to come, truly. But we also did this thing where one of us on the committee went to every single meeting every month and gave them a report. And I did the same thing. I had meetings that I was assigned to, and I would go, and in all honesty, one person actually came and is on a committee now. But it's kind of more what Andrea said. It didn't go anywhere. You would go, you would give the report, and they would say, and then nobody would show, you know. But I think we just need to be consistent and just keep doing what we're doing over and over again, you know. So we still, I want to end it with, yeah, so I went to all these meetings, and now I go to the meetings because, and they're in Jacksonville, because I like them. You know, so it's even gotten me a better program.
I just realized something that is so important. Because Lisiani's wearing headphones, I have been thinking of her in her role as simultaneous interpreter in case somebody is needing Portuguese. But we don't seem to have that. But I know, Lacey, you're really active in Brazil. And can you share or ask for help? Either share something that has worked for all of you or locally, or let us know what you need help with.
Sure. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, everybody. I'm Lisiane, compulsive overeater from Brazil. Annie's not listening. Is
we can't hear her. Do we need I can hear you. No. Is everybody no? Okay. No. Do me a favor, everybody. Let's do this. If you see the globe icon at the bottom.
Sarah, just end the interpretation. There is no one here who speaks Portuguese.
Let's do it. How do I do that?
Press English at the globe.
I think I turned
I pressed
off. Okay. Wait, let's let Lisi go. Go ahead, Lisi, because we have 5 more minutes. Tell us.
I can hear now.
And now I can't. Oy, oy, oy. Okay, wait a minute. Raise your hand if you can hear Lisi now. No. Okay, so that's unfortunate. Those of us who chose English cannot hear you. That was my original thing to do. All right, I'm gonna I'm not sure what to do. Any suggestions?
Hey, excuse me. It worked for me when I clicked English, but Sarah, I did not hear you.
If you press English in the globe, you can hear Lisiani speak in English.
Please, everybody do that. Thank you.
Okay, everybody's listening to me now? Nice. Hello again, I'm Lisiani, compulsive overeater from Brazil. I am secretary of my inner group, and our inner group is one of the biggest here. We have almost 50 people doing service on the group's level and 14 people on the intergroup level. But we have the same problems. The groups don't send representatives to the intergroup meetings. And they often bring group problems which should be solved in group level to the intergroup meetings. So when they come, it becomes to be very confusing. So the first thing we did was start to reinforce the autonomy of the groups. And we make a small manual of what kind of things they should solve in the group level. And start to explain the people who are the coordinators and participants what kind of service the inner group should be doing for the groups. And it gets better, and still they don't send representatives. So now we have 14 members in the inner group doing the inner group level service, and most of our meetings they occur monthly, and they have like 7 or 4 people only. And we are trying to show them the importance of being there and participate and try to understand what we want to do, and it's still hard. So we have basically the same problems everywhere, you know, I guess.
Well, so it's validating at a minimum for everybody that it's like this around the world. But also, Lisiani, maybe this is a nice, I'll use an English expression, full circle moment that I think you'll know, because Michelle was making a pitch early on about going to assemblies and participating. And I know that more Brazilians than ever have been able to participate thanks to the virtual aspect. And yes. I think that does make a difference. Do you disagree? I'm just going to ask you to say yes or no, and then we're going to close because I want to respect people's time.
Yes, I agree. It's getting better. We're reaching more people.
All right, everybody, thank you. I know this was just the beginning, and thanks to folks who put their phone numbers down. I will leave this on for a minute or so, so that you can put it in the chat if you want to hear from others that were on this session. But meanwhile, we're going to go ahead and close. And I want to say thank you so much for being at this series, and especially this one. And let's close with the Serenity Prayer, please. And you're welcome to come off mute if you prefer. Okay. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. All right.
All right. Thanks, everybody. And if you'd like to put
thank you so much, guys.
Feel free, and we'll share the recording after. Thanks.
Thanks, everybody. Be safe.
Thanks, everyone, for your service.
Okay, I'm going to stop the recording.